even if I was in my power wheelchair, I could not come alone.
It's a weekday afternoon outside the Boulevard Mall in Amherst, and Susan Sconey of Tonawanda arrives in her wheelchair with an aide assisting to enter. Sconey has multiple sclerosis and wanted to meet us at the main entrance facing Niagara Falls Boulevard to demonstrate her difficulty at that particular entrance where there is no automatic door opener.
There's a big juggling act that goes on trying to get a wheelchair in, and it's not just one door, it's double doors.
Now, under Title III of the ADA, there are minimum standards for accessibility. Businesses are required to make reasonable modifications. But Sconey says in her daily experience, traveling to other retail shops, drugstores, and even some medical offices, she struggles. She said she believes there is a segment of the population that is being underserved.
They can't worship. They can't shop. They can't get medical attention. I think a lot of people will just give up.
Sconey questions why the mall doesn't have automatic door openers at all its entrances, but it is not required.
And the ADA never requires an automatic door. That's just not a requirement in the ADA, again, nor in the building code.
Jennifer Perry is an access specialist with the Northeast ADA Center.
But the ADA takes that a step further and says even if you operate a business in an older building that was built pre-ADA and you're not doing any alterations, you still have this obligation to do what's known as barrier removal, which means, in essence, you have an obligation to improve access for people with disabilities if it's readily achievable for you as the business owner or facility owner to do so.
The Boulevard Mall opened in 1962, well before the ADA. The mall is operated by an out-of-town firm, Forest City. WBFO News reached the mall's general manager, Brian Calvert, but his company would not allow him to conduct an interview for our story. However, he noted there is an automatic door at the entrance near TGI Fridays off of the boulevard. He also forwarded us the company's policy on the ADA. It states it will make reasonable modifications in its policies, practices, and procedures where it may deny equal access to individuals with disabilities. The mall also noted it does provide wheelchair service within its facility. Still, Sconey is not pleased with the ADA and even referred to it as a joke.
It is so loosely written in some respects, and in some, it's very straightforward.
This is something that we deal with quite a bit, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to applaud the listener for advocating for the things that she actually wants.
Todd Varwerk is Director of Advocacy and Public Policy at the Western New York Independent Living Center in Buffalo.
Yes, in terms of researching this and pointing it out, we find out that the power assist door is at another location, a different one than she enters in. But advocating for something that you want is a critical component of getting the community to be more accessible.
For many years, the Independent Living Center has provided a voice for people with disabilities, working to enhance their quality of life. Varwerk is also a wheelchair user and has cerebral palsy, so he completely understands Sconey's struggles.
Do I struggle? Absolutely. Last winter was a bear and a half.
And because Buffalo is an older city, there are always challenges in making needed change.
We've been really good at making sure that the new stuff that we're building is accessible from the word go. But as was happened with your listener, you're looking for something that isn't actually required by the ADA. However, we're talking to people about universally designing the community.
You tend to be ignored because you're not at eye level with the rest of the adult population.
When you hear Susan Sconey's story, it highlights the constant need to redevelop for accessibility.
Does being an invalid make you invalid? And there's almost an invalidation of one's person when you're in a wheelchair.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.